As allegations of sexual misconduct surface around the country, many workplaces are re-examining their own policies. Lawmakers, both in Congress and several state houses across the nation, have been accused of sexual harassment. And Utah's no different. Several women who work at the legislature say there's a problem with the culture there, too. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Some people say we're at a reckoning about sexual harassment, that women have been emboldened to come forward. But in the reporting we've done over the past few weeks, we've found that in institutions like the Utah legislature, there's still some reluctance to talk about it. Take this example we heard recently from a woman who works at the Utah legislature. She didn't want us to use her name or even her title. Earlier this year, this woman was talking to a lawmaker at the Utah State Capitol. It was a professional conversation. They were talking about a bill when the lawmaker started fiddling with a button on his jacket. It was starting to come loose, and he hinted that he'd like her to sew it back on for him. She said she wasn't surprised by the incident, and she just brushed it off. Apparently, things like this happen all the time, and maybe it's not the most extreme scenario about sexual harassment, but it does illustrate what some women deal with at the state legislature. Reporter Julia Ritchie and I have spoken with half a dozen female staffers, lobbyists, and lawmakers who say there's a lot of gray area stuff they put up with. Some of the women didn't want to go on record. Others did. Jennifer Daly Provo is executive director of the Utah Academy of Family Physicians. She spends quite a bit of time at the legislature when it's in session lobbying for health care bills.
The vast majority of our legislators and lobbyists, in my experience, have never done anything wrong, are perfectly polite and professional.
Daly Provo says she's never experienced any blatant sexual harassment, but it's not necessarily about men being physically aggressive, and she has experienced other things that made her uncomfortable.
I think that it's pretty common for those inappropriate, nuanced comments that are sexual in nature. There's the inappropriate touches and the hugs, the extra longs, tight hugs.
Several women complained about men at the legislature who give hugs instead of handshakes and make offhand comments about their appearance. Some reported receiving comments about their outfits, their eyes, and their legs.
In some cases, you can do things to try to protect yourselves. You know, you don't meet with certain people without somebody else present, and it shouldn't have to be that way, but it just is.
Representative Patrice Arendt knows that firsthand. She's worked on the Hill for decades, beginning as an intern in the late 70s.
And I had some lobbyists specifically treat me very inappropriately, even a couple of legislators.
Arendt later worked as a legislative lawyer and experienced a different kind of inappropriate behavior while she was pregnant.
And I'm not talking about somebody comes up and pats your belly and makes some cute little comment. I'm talking about things that were much more serious than that. And again, I never talked to anybody about it. I should have.
This is something we heard from many of these women, that they never said anything at the time, but now they wish they would have. But there are murmurs of concern among legislative staffers about even going to talk to somebody about filing a complaint. To do that, they'd have to go to the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel, the legislature's attorneys. They represent both lawmakers and staffers. You can see why this would be a problem if a staffer wants to complain about a lawmaker. Over the past 7 years, 13 people complained to the legislature's point person about workplace harassment, but only 3 resulted in a formal complaint or an investigation. One of those was from February of this year. Names and other details were redacted from a records request we made, but it involved a guest at the Capitol. The man wasn't wearing a tie, but he needed one to be on the chamber floor. He found one to borrow and repeatedly asked a female staffer to tie it on for him. She repeatedly refused. He tied the tie, but he asked her to fix the back of his collar, which she reluctantly did. His only reply, "Good girl." An internal investigation found that the incident did not constitute unlawful harassment, but the man is now required to have an escort when visiting the Capitol. This is what women mean by gray area stuff. It's not physical harassment, but there are sexist and demeaning comments. Lawmakers, staffers, and new interns are required to take workplace harassment training, but lobbyists are not. And last month, legislative lawyers recommended changing that. First, because everybody else has to take the training, but second, they said it could be a liability issue. Some legislators resisted the move and ultimately voted down the bill. Representative Norm Thurston called them guests and said he was reluctant to regulate them. Another Republican, Brian Green, also said he didn't want to burden lobbyists with extra training.
I hate to get into the false sense of security that we can somehow educate people on what appropriate behavior is and what inappropriate behavior is. Anyone that has risen to the level of adulthood in this society knows what's appropriate and what isn't.
Okay, wait. Let's hear that last part again.
Anyone that has risen to the level of adulthood in this society knows what's appropriate and what isn't.
Obviously, the women we interviewed disagree. Women at the legislature hope that recent allegations of inappropriate conduct will change some behavior in the Utah State Capitol. Representative Angela Romero has long spoken out against sexual violence and sexual harassment.
Hopefully, with these conversations around sexual harassment and sexual assault, maybe people will take a reflection and they'll look at themselves and go, maybe I'm that creeper. Because sometimes people don't realize they're that creeper.
And Romero says sometimes people need help coming to that realization. She wants people to speak up when they see or hear inappropriate behavior.
A lot of people are there and they see stuff happen, but they're too afraid to say something because they don't know what to do or where to go. And so I think we as a community really need to step up and say, you know, this is not cool anymore. That joke, it's not funny. And this is why it's not funny.
Of the women we spoke to, many didn't want to name specific men at the Capitol because it could damage relationships and hurt their careers. One woman said she hopes this wave of people coming forward doesn't have a backlash effect. She's worried some men might follow the Mike Pence rule and stop meeting with women alone, which, she points out, only excludes women further. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.